Mishnah is above Kama. We're up to Perek Dalet. Mishnah Alef. Shor shenogach abo v'chamisha shvorim ze'ach hazeh. If one shor did damage to another four or five axes, one after another, belonging to different people. So now, how much does the original mazik, the bala, the first shor, have to pay? So Mishnah says, Yishalem la'achrin shabhem. The original mazik, the owner of the first shor that does the damage to these four or five other shvorim, has to pay to the last shor first. To the last one that did damage, he pays him first the chatzi nezek. We're talking about a tam now. To the tam, the first three times, only has to pay half of the damage. Therefore, first, he pays lachron shabhem. And we know the locher of tam is you can only take migufoi, how much the axe is actually worth. So let's say to the last one, you did $100 worth of damage, so you owe him 50. And if your shor is worth $50, so he takes $50 out of it, and you're left with 50. So now, vim yesh bei moiso, like here there's $50 left over, so yach sila shalafanov, then you pay the one before that you did damage to. Let's say that damage was only $20, so you still have $30 left over. Vim yesh bei moiso, if you have some money left over, yach sar lishalafnei fanov, you pay to the one before this. And according to this cheshbon, for your achron achron niskar, the last one gains on the deal. The last one that got damaged, he is paid up first, and then the one from the leftover, the one before, if there's any money left over, the ones before. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, we look at the pshat from Rabbi Meir is that he holds that once the shor did the first damage, so like the nizik, he like grabbed the shor for his payment, so he becomes the shrema socher. Therefore, it's like the first one now is chayi for the damage of the second one. And the same one, the second one did damage, got damaged, so the second one grabbed the shor, so he became a shor mesachar. So therefore, each one like has to pay to the next one, because he owes to the next one the damage that like his animal did. He was a shor mesachar on it. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Shimon says, shor shova mosayim. If an ox belonging to Reuven worth $200, shenogach shor shova mosayim, it did damage to Shimon's ox, which was also worth $200. And v'yein ha'nevela yofaklum, the nevela, the dead carcass, is not worth anything. So in the locha, it was a tam. Reuven's shor was a tam. The locha is zenoit amona, the zenoit amona, that divided in half. Tam pays chatzinezik, he has to pay a chatzinezik. Chozo v'nogach shor achar, let's say this shor now does damage a second time to somebody else, which is also shavah masayim. The second the shor that I did damage to was also worth $200. So lachra is now achronoit amono. The last one, the second one that received damage, he has a right to collect his chatzi nezik from the shor. He gets chatzi, he gets half of it, $100. V'shelefonav, now the one before, it's like this, zemnoito chamishim zuz, v'zemnoito chamishim zuz. The first nizik and the original owner, they both divide the shor in half. They both, what's left over, they both receive 50. And the Gemara says, the pshat from Rabbi Shimon is that he holds, like Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that Rabbi Shmuel holds, that after they does the damage, it's considered like the mazik and the nizik, then forget, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva Shita, that the nizik and the mazik become shutfim in the shor. That once the mazik does damage to a nizik, so now the nizik has a right to collect chatzi nezik, he becomes like a shutf, like a partner in the shor. And therefore it's considered like their shor did damage together, so therefore they're both chayav to pay. Therefore the second one that received his damage, he gets chatzi nezik, and what's left over, the first two divided in half, they both might get chatzi of what's left. That's called zenoy to chamishim zuz v'zenoy to chamishim zuz. What's going to be choza v'nogach shor achar shor v'masayim? Again, this axe does damage a second time to another shor that's worth $200. So again, the locher is achronoit amono. The last one, he has a right to collect his chatzi nezik. He gets $100 from the shor. V'shelefonov, and the one before that, chamishim zuz, he gets $50 out of the shor. V'shnaim harishayim, and the first two, the original owner, and the first nizik, dinner zov, they get 25 apiece. They get a dinner zov. And this is the cheshbin, because they're considered like shutfim. So therefore, each one is a shutif, has to pay his share to the last one that received that was damaged.
Mishnah Beis. Shor Shehu Mu'ed Laminoi.
V'yeinoy mu'ed l'sheina minoy. Let's say a shor, it did damage, it gored already three other shvarim, so it became a mu'ed. But it did not do any damage yet to a different min, let's say to a horse or to a camel. When it sees a horse or a camel, to them it does not do damage. So we'll soon see it's not called the mu'ed for eina minoy. Or else another case is mu'ed liyodom v'yeinoy mu'ed l'vheima. Let's say this animal already did damage to three people, to three men, but to other animals it does not do damage. Or else mu'ed l'katanim v'yeinoy mu'ed l'gedolim. It only did damage three times it got already three young calves, but not an old, not a big animal, did not harm any big animals yet. So the locher is eshehu mu'ed loy mishalom nezik sholom. The one that it did damage to already three times, it became a mu'ed. So for that, if it does again, it has to pay nezik sholom, the complete damage. The yeshein the mu'ed loy, but to the ones that it did not do damage to yet, so then it's still called the tam, and therefore the locher is mishalom chatz nezik. That's all. Omrul ufnei Rav Yehuda, was set over in front of Rav Yehuda, the same type of halacha that harei shoyu mu'ed l'shabosos v'yein mu'ed l'achol. Let's say this animal only did three times damage already on three shabosim, but not on the weekdays. So Omrul him, he said back, l'shabosos m'shalom nezik sholom. If it does damage again on Shabbos, the owner would have to pay nezik sholom. It's a mu'ed to do damage on Shabbos, but l'yemeis achol m'shalom chatz nezik. If it does damage on the weekday, then it only have to pay a chatz nezek. Emesai hutam, when does this return to be back at tam? Mishiach seboi shloish yemei shabosis. If three shabosim pass by and it did not do damage, and then it's considered back to a tam. But the weekdays will not be any proof, since it did not do damage in the beginning through the weekdays. By resting on the weekdays, that's not a proof that it becomes back at tam. That's the rest on shabosis three times and did not do damage.
Mishnah Gimel. Shor shel Yisrael shenogach shor shel hegdish. A shor that belongs to regular Yisrael, if it did damage a gourd, the shor that belongs to hegdish. Or else the opposite way, v'shel hegdish, a shor that belongs to hegdish belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. Shenogach the shor shel Yisrael that did damage to a regular shor belonging to regular Jew. Lochris potter. In both cases, you potter for paying the damage. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Shor Yehu, for loy shor shel hegdish." You only have to pay if your shor does damage to Yehu, to a friend, meaning another shor a hegdit, and not a shor belonging to hegdish. Whether it's the nizik or the mazik, you potter. So again, as it says, "Shor Yehu, for loy shor shel hegdish." Now the Mishnah says, "What's going to be shor shel Yisrael she nogach the shor shel nochri?" If a shor that's belonged by a Jew does damage to a shor that's belonged by a goy, so potter, also the Jew is potter. Same thing. But what about the opposite way? Let's say v'shel nochri shenogach l'shor shel Yisrael. If the shor belonging to a goy does damage to a shor belonging to a Jew, see here the locher is bein tam bein muid mishalom nezik sholem. That even though it's only a tam, still the baha the goy has to pay the Jew a nezik sholem. His mom, when they're under our control, they go to our bezdin, that's the locha we're mechayev them to pay a nezik sholem. Mishneh Dalet. Shor shel pikeach, shenogach, shor shel cheres, shoyte v'kotev. A shor of an odom, that's a pikeach, a smart person, that's a bardas, does damage to a shor belonged either by a cheres, as deaf and dumb, or else a shoyte, a fool, or else a kotev. And these people do not have das, they're called lav b'nei das. Therefore, still the locher is chayiv, that the bala shor is chayiv to pay for the damage. Because the bala shor, he's a bar das, he was supposed to watch his shor, therefore if his shor does damage, he's chayiv. What about the opposite way? Let's say v'shel cheresh shayt v'kotin, shenogach shor shopikeh. Let's say the opposite way around. The shor that belongs to a cheresh or a shayt or a kotin that does damage to a shor belonging to a smart person, so potter, the locher is, they are potter, since they are lav b'nei, they are ninu, it's not on them to watch the shor, therefore they are potter from pain. What's going to be shor shel cheresh shayt or a kotin shenogach? So bezdin mamidin lehem apotropos, the locher is, bezdin has to put upon them an apotropos, has to have somebody watch them
watch the shore for them. And therefore, if it does damage now three times, they'll be chayef to pay. But for a tam, there's no dim of an apotropis on a tam. For a tam, still they're potter. Because since by a tam, you collect megufa, you take away the gufa of the shore, the chum do not want to put an apotropis in order that they should take away the gufa of the shore. Omidin lehem bifne apotropis. And to make mamud, you have to say this, you have to warn them in front of the owner. So the owner here is sitting the apotropis, you have to warn him in front of the apotropis. The guardian, the one that's taken in charge. What's going to be in his paka chacherish? Let's say the one that's deaf and dumb, he becomes smart, he's able to hear. Whereas nishtapo hashreita, the fool becomes smart. Whereas vihigdul hakotun, the kotun becomes a godol. Chozel tamusai. Now the locker is, the shore becomes back to a tam. Even though before it became a mu'ud by the apotropis, that's only when the apotropis was taken over. But now that it goes back to a new owner like, therefore it's chozel letamus, it goes back to the original case of a tam. Tiber Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Yaimen now hareya b'ches kosoi. Now it's the same way it was before, since it became a mu'ud already, it stays a mu'ud for shus of the owner also. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, shinu harishus, changing ownership from one person to another person does not change the halacha of the shore. The shore is still considered a mu'ud. Shore it's the din, and a chayiv misa, or shore that you teach him how to kill people, how to do damage, like a bulldog, bullfights. So ain't a chayiv misa. If this shore kills a man, we don't have to kill the shore. Shneva the pasuk says ki yigach. If the shore himself does damage, v'loy shagichu, and not if we teach him how to go and kill somebody. The owner teaches him, then that shore is like not chayiv misa, it's not called his action. Bezdin does not have to kill the shore. Mishnah Hey, shore shenogach esodom v'meis. If a shore brought a person and killed a person, so mu'ed, if the shore is a mu'ed, mishalem koifer. The Baal HaShore has to pay koifer to the Yorshim of the Nase. Vitam, let's say his shore was only a tam, put them in a koifer. Then he's put them in a koifer. Does not have to pay the money to the Yorshim. Vizeh, vizeh, chayovim misa. But in both cases, the shore hamazik, we kill that shore. Since the shore killed the person, we kill the shore. Even though we killed the shore, if the shore was a mu'ud, the owner of the shore still has to pay the money. And as machlokes in the Gemara, how much do you have to pay? You have to pay the main nizik or the main mazik. You have to pay that much money to the Yorshim. V'chein baben, v'chein babas. Does not make a difference whether the shore kills a baby, a boy, or a girl. Even though they're young, even though they put them in a mitzvah, still the shore is chayus kilom if it kills a ben or a bas. Nagach evro yama. Let's say the shore kills an evid kanani or an omo kananis. The locker is nice and shleshim sloim. That's a knaf, the Torah says, that the Baal HaShore has to pay to the Baal of the Eved 30 sloyim. Bein shu yofa mona, whether the Eved was worth $100, bein shani yofa ladin rechel, even though it's only worth one, still that's the knas, you have to pay 30 sloyim, and the shore itself we do not kill. Mishnah Vov, shor shohoye mischachech bakhoisel, a shore that was scratching itself against the wall, and benofal al hodam, now the wall caved down and fell upon a person and killed somebody. But here the shore did not have intentions to kill this person. His intentions were just to scratch himself against the wall. Or else, niskav l'haragas of hema, the animal had intentions to kill another behema, and by mistake, l'haragas odav, there was a man sitting next to it, and it killed the man also. Or else, l'anochri, it had intentions to kill a guy, l'harag ben Yisrael, by mistake, the shore killed the ben Yisrael. Or else Lanafolim, it had intentions to kill a Nefil, a kid that would not live anyway. So the shore is not Chayv Nisa for this. But it came out Vorek Ben Kayama, that he killed a baby that would have lived. Therefore, for that, he should have been Chayv Nisa. Still, the Loch, when all these cases are Potter, that the shore is Potter for Misa. The Darshan Aposik, HaShore Yisok of a Gambol of Yumas, that the shore is only Chayv Skila, if the owner would also be Chayv Skila in such a case. So in these cases, if a person would have in das to kill a behemoth, and by mistakes he kills a person, he'd be potter for Misa. It's the same way the owner would be potter, who are then the shore also is potter. So Bezdin does not kill the shore, since the shore did not have intentions to kill a person. However, the Baal HaShore has to pay kaifa to the yorshim. Mishnah Zayin, shor ve'isha, or shor that belongs to a lady, ve'al shor ha'yisaimim, or shor that belongs to yisaimim, yorshim, that do not have an apotropis, or else shor ha'apotropis, or shor that belongs to yisaimim, that Bezdin did appoint an apotropis, there is a guardian taken over, or else shor ha'nidbor, or shor that's hefka, that doesn't belong to anybody, or else shor ha'hegdish, or shor that belongs to hegdish, to the base of Midish, or else shor ha'ger, Shemes, or else a shore that belonged to a ger that died and v'ein lo yorshim, lo yorshim to take over. So in all these cases, if any one of these shores kills a person, so Bezdin kills the shore, even though there's no owner here to mechayiv them, still, since the shore killed the person, Bezdin kills the shore. Reb Yudah says, shore ha-midbar, shore that's like the midbar, that's hefka, belong, doesn't have an owner, or else shore ha-hegdish, and shor hager shemeis pturim in amisa. Since they don't have any bailim, therefore he holds the potter from misa. Bezdin only kills them if there's a bailim. It says kiigach shor esish. It has to belong to a person. But here, if there's no owner, Bezdin does not kill the shor. But the loch is not like a beautiful like the Tanakama, that in all these cases the Bezdin kills the shor. Mishneches. Shor shehu yoytse li sokil. Let's say a shor that killed a person, but the locher is Bezdin is supposed to kill the shor, they give it skila. Now vigdish, so Bezdin was taken to shor to give it skila, and on the way there, vigdish abolov, the owner of the shor made it hegdish. Say in the mugdish, the locher is the hegdish is not chal, because the bailon has no schus in it. Once it was a psak already of nigmar, a psak of skila, is like osav hano, it has no value to it, so the owner has no right to be makdashit. What's going to be shchotoy? Let's say the owner went ahead and made a shchitr on it before they made a skila. So besar yosa, it's also teeth the basar. Because again, the pasuk says, soki sok lashor v'lo yochlas besaroy, that once there's a chiyas skila, the shor, the basar is also. V'yimach l'nig madin, let's say before Bezdin made its gemar din that the shor is chiyas skila, higdish bolov, then the owner came and was makdashit first. Mugdash, then we said Hegdish is chal. V'yim shchot, let's say the owner first goes and makes a shchitr on the shore before Bezdin paskins that it killed the person that's chayes kilo. So the sorry muta, since the shchitr, the heta took place before the issa was chal, we say first the shchitr takes place, you're okay, you're allowed to eat this meat. Mishnah tes, misorwa l'shoy, mechinam l'shoyel, ulanoy say sochor v'lasoycher. Let's say an owner gives over his shore to a shomer to watch it, whether it's a shomer chinim is not being paid, or whether you're lending it to somebody, you're shoyel, or else a noisei socha, somebody that you're paying to watch, or else for la seicha, someone's renting it from you. So the locher is nichnas utachas abaylim. The shomerim, they take over the place of the original owner, and if the shore does damage now in their possession, they're chayef to pay for the damage. The locher is muad mishol mezik sholem, the tam mishol mechatinezik. Any din the shor has, it continues on. If the shor is a muad, the owner has to pay nezik shalom. The shor has to pay nezik shalom. If the shor is only a tam, the shor only has to pay a chatzi nezik. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be kishoroi bola b'maseira? Let's say the owner tied up the shor with the maseira, with its leech, with the rope it usually ties it up with, or else v'noyel b'fonat kiro. It locked the door in front of its shore. The right way kiro means a delis that yocholamad bruch mitzuya. So this is considered a shmira kusa. It's a small amount of shmira. It's not the best shmira. It only protects it from a normal wind, but not from an abnormal wind. So this is a shmira kusa. So locher is on such a type of a shmira that the yotz of the hezik, let's say the animal still broke loose and went out and did damage. So echad tam v'echad mu'ud chayiv dibur Rabbi Meir. Whether the shor was a tam or a mu'ud, still the owner is chayiv. Rabbi Meir holds, a shmir of chus is not enough. You have to make a shmir mula. You have to have a shmir that watches it, even from a ruach shayna mitsuya. It has to be that the animal cannot just break loose. So therefore he holds, it's like you did not make a shmirah, therefore you're chayiv. Whether you're the shomer, whether you're the owner, whoever's supposed to take care of it now. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tam Chayiv Amud Pot. Depends. a tam is chay by a tam the owner has to make a shmir mula, and therefore this is not called a good shmirah. Therefore, he's chayiv by a tam, but by a muid he's potter. Shnema the pasuk says for lo yishmurena bolov. By a muid it says the only chayiv because the owner did not watch him. So mashmor he did not watch him at all. But here even a shmir chusa for shomer who's there, this is called watched. Therefore, for muid you're potter. However, Rebbe Lezer holds, Ein loy shmir al asak, and he holds no, a mu'id has no shmir at all. The opposite, a mu'id is used to doing damage. The only way you can say you potter, if you mamish kill him, I day sakin. But kolzman, the animal's alive, anytime it does damage, even though you made a shmir mula, still you chayiv. This is Rebbe Lezer's shita. And the Gemara says, really, according to Rebbe Lezer, it's only like yotzer yidei shemayim, and yidei shemayim, you should make a shchit, you should shecht your wild animal, and nor the damage not come because of you. Yeah. Now after Perek Chamishi. Mishnalov. Shor shenogach esaporo. A shor that did damage God, a cow. Venim tsa ubra betzida. This cow was pregnant. And now we find the ubra, the vlad, the baby on the side, dead on the side of the poro. Now the end you do, we do not know. Imach loy negoch yoda. Did this poro give birth before the shor went and gored the poro? And therefore it's not considered like the shor did damage to the vlad, it only did damage to the mother. Or else no, imishinoko yodo, maybe it first gave birth after it received the punch, after it got damaged. So then it's considered like the shor hamazik did damage to the vlad also. The lochriz is a sophic, therefore the lochriz is mishalim chatinezik la poro, that the baal shor has to pay for the chatinezik since the shor is a tam. The Baal HaShor has to pay here for the damage that you caused to the Poro, or Revi Nezik LaVlad, and a quarter of the damage that it did to the Vlad. It's like Momen HaMutter V'Sofik, the Schati Nezik, and therefore the Locher is Momen HaMutter V'Sofik, our Mishnolds, is Cholkin, they divide the money in half. V'chein, the same thing, Poro, let's say a pregnant cow, Shenok Ras HaShor, it went and gored HaShor, V'Nimtzov Lod HaBetzida, and afterwards, we found out that this poro gave birth. We find the blood on the side. And again, this poro was a tam. The locher is tam because they only collect migufa from the guf of the shore. So let's say the guf of the shore is not even worth the damage that it did, not even half of the damage. But with the blood it is. So the question is, could the nizik come and collect from the blood also? Do we say the blood also had to do with the damage? And the enyadu, like we do not know, imach loy no koyodo. Did it give birth before it did the damage, before it gored? Therefore, the nizik cannot collect from the vlad. The vlad was not in the stomach when the mother did the damage. Or else, no, imishinokho yodo. Maybe the poro first gave birth after the poro did the damage. So therefore, the vlad is part of the damage, so you could collect chatinezik from the vlad also. So lochar is, mishalim chatinezik min haporo, or vi nezik min havlad. Like, for sure, you have a right to collect from the poro. Let's say the poro is not enough, then you only have a right to collect the amount of a revi of the nezik, a quarter of the damage, from the vlad. Because also, still like the moment of mutik the sofik, it's a doubt whether you could collect from it or not, therefore we say chokin. Or else it could be the case that the poro got lost. We do not know where the poro is. So the nezik now wants to come and collect from the vlad. So in such a case, we say it's a suffix, therefore you can only collect a quarter of the damage. Mishnah Beis. Ha-kador shehichnes kidei roisov lechotzer balabayis shle brishus. A-kador means a person that makes earthly pitches. He brought them in to somebody else's rishus, somebody else's courtyard, without asking him permission. V'shivroson behemto shabalabayis. Now the behemo, the animal that belongs to the balabos of that rishus, comes and steps and breaks all these barrels. The locher is potter, the balashar is potter, because who asked you to come into my rishus, and my rishus lo na machuyev to watch out for anything? V'yem huskob hen, let's say other rabbi, the opposite way, that the shor now hurt themselves on your kalim, so bal hakder is chayiv, the one that owns these barrels is like, you're the mazik, you're the boar, you have to pay for the damage. What's going to be the nichnas pershus? Let's say the owner of the house gave you permission to bring in your pitches. Now, balachot zechayiv, since I said you could come in, come in means come in and I'll watch you. So therefore, if my animal does damage to your kelim, breaks your kelim, the bala rishus, the bala of the house, is chayiv to pay. Hichnis peroisa lochotza balabayish le rishus. Let's say somebody has apples, and he puts them down in somebody else's rishus, somebody else's house. V'yachlosam b'hemtishu balabayis, and the animal of that house eats them up. So pota, the bala ha'shor is pota from paying. Like, who asked you to bring your apples into my rishus? Pim huskov hen. Let's say the animal hurts himself, trips himself on these pears. So bal ha'peres chayiv, the one that owns the pears has to pay for the damage. Pim hichnas rishus. Let's say the owner of the house gave this Reuven permission to bring in his pears. Then balachot chayiv. If anything happens to these pears, if his animal eats them up, the balachot is chayiv to pay for the damage that was done to the other one's pears. Mishnah Gimel. Hichnis shoyroi lechotza balabayish lebishus. Reuven brings in his axe into Shimon's house without asking permission. Onegochoi shoyroi shabalabayish. Let's say Reuven's shor does damage to the owner's shor. Oy shenashochoi kalboi shabalabayish. Whereas, let's say the dog of the balabos bites the shore, so potter, the balabayas is potter. Again, who asked you to come into my house? I don't have to watch in my house from other people. Therefore, the balabayas is potter. What's going to be nogach hu shorosh balabayas? Let's say this person's shore did damage to the balabos' shore. Then chayiv, you're a mazik, you have to pay for the damage your shore caused. What's going to be nofal labor of hivish meimov? Let's say this animal that came in without permission fell now into the owner's bor, his ditch of water, and made the water disgusting. Hivish, a dead animal there in the water, it made the water dirty. So chayiv, the bala shor is chayiv to pay for the damage, you ruined his water. What's going to be hoya oviv by v'noyla toichoy? Let's say the owner's father or the owner's son is in the bor, and now your shor falls in there and kills them. So mishalom es hakayfa. The Baal HaShor has to pay kaifa to the Baal HaBayis. What's going to be though, v'yemichnas preshus, let's say the owner gave you permission to bring in your shor, so again that means bring it in and I'll watch it. So then Baal HaChotz HaChayiv, if the Baal HaChotz's shor does damage, so the Baal HaChotz is chayiv. Rebbe says, Bekulon, in all these cases, no. Bekulon, in all these cases, ain't a chayiv. The Baal HaChotz is not chayiv. Even though I say come in, stam comes in means true, I give you permission to come in, but come in and watch yourself. So therefore the Baal HaChotz is always potter. Achi kabal ol lishmar, till he accepts upon himself to mamish watch. If he accepts upon himself to watch, then he's chayiv. But as long as he does not say clearly, I'll watch your shor, so then when I tell you permission, I give you permission to come in, it only means you can come in, but you have to watch your shor. Therefore the Baal HaChotz would be potter. Mishnah Dalad. Shor shehoye mischavin lechaveroi. A shor had intentions to hit, to gore, another shor. And by mistake, v'hikra sisha, it hit a pregnant lady, v'yotzi lo deho, and it made her be mapol, she had a miscarriage. So locher is potter mid dmei vlodis. The Baal HaShor was potter from paying back to the dmei vlodis how much the child was worth. Because this halacha, that a person has to pay the dmei vlodis, that's only if a person hits a pregnant lady, does the Torah say you have to pay. But here that a shor hit the pregnant lady, so the Baal HaShor is potter from paying the dmei, the value of the vlad. The odom, though, shoy mischavin lechaveroi, if a man had intentions to hit one person, v'ikras isha, and by mistake he hit a pregnant lady, v'yotzi yilodeho, and she had a miscarriage, so locher is here, Mishalom Dmei Vlodis, that the original person has to pay the Dmei Vlodis. He has to pay the Dmei Vlodis to the husband. Kate said, Mishalom Dmei Vlodis, how do we value how much the Dmei Vlodis is worth? So Shomin, we value as Isha, this pregnant lady, Kami hi yofach lo yoda, how much she was worth on the marketplace to sell a pregnant lady. For Kami yofi yimishyoda, how much is she worth now after she gave birth? So the difference is, because of the vlad, that's how much this person that made the miscarriage take place has to pay
the husband of the vlad.
Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon says, "Im kein, if so, mishisha yoledes mishabachas." It's for the opposite. After she gives birth, then Elisha is worth more, because like this, a pregnant lady is musukenis, is a danger, maybe she'll die bishas giving birth. So a person does not pay so much money for such a type of a slave. So it's the opposite way, she's worth more after she gives birth. So we do not know how much the value of the vlad itself is worth. Alright, turn over.
If again, Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel, Im came, if so, Mishishi Yoledes Mishabachas, Anisha is worth more after she gives birth. Then there's no more sakana. So we do not know how much the vlad, the kid, is worth. Ela rather, Shomenes Avlodois Kamahen Yofen.
We take in the value how much a person would buy in the marketplace for a vlad, for a baby. How much is a baby worth?
Venoisin Labala, that much money the person did the damage has to pay the husband.
If you mean Labala, so she has no husband, Noisin Liyosha, then you give it to the Yoshim, the one that would Yashin the husband.
Hoiso Shifcha, let's say she was a Shifcha Vinishtachara, Oi Gyuris, Pota,
not let's say she has no husband, she was a Shifcha, now they freed her, or else she was a Gyuris, that she doesn't have a husband.
So Locher is Pota, you do not have to pay the Mevlodis, because the Locher is, you only have to pay to the husband what is Yoshim. If there are no Yoshim of the Baal, then the person that did the damage is Pota from paying to the Mevlodis.
Your Mishnah, Ha'achleifer Bor B'Rishus HaYochid, if somebody digs a ditch in a Rishus HaYochid in the private property, U'Psochel Rishus HaRabim, but the opening is in the Rishus HaRabim, so therefore people would fall in through the Rishus HaRabim, this is considered a bor, hamazik, and yechayiv. Oy Rishus HaRabim, or else let's say you dug the bor in the Rishus HaRabim underneath, but Upsochel Rishus HaYochid, it was opened up into private property, into Rishus HaYochid.
We're talking about,
and the case is that you opened it up right next to Samach to the Rishus HaRabim. So since it, even though it's in Rishus HaYochid, but since it's Samach, it's near a Rishus HaRabim, people would still fall in, therefore Yechayiv for the Mazik. And another case is Rishus HaYochid Upsochel Rishus HaYochid Acher, you dug it in your Rishus HaYochid and the opening opens up into somebody else's Rishus HaYochid, and then later your mafke that Rishus, so now where the opening is, it's again like public property, people could walk through there and fall in and hurt himself. And all these three cases Chayiv, this is considered the Mazik Bor. You have a takola here, therefore you're chayiv for the damage. Ha'achleifer bor b'shus rabin. Somebody digs a ditch in the middle of b'shus rabin, v'nofal l'soicho yishor oy chamor v'meis, and an ox or a donkey falls inside there and dies, locher is yichayiv. That a bal habor is chayiv if a shor chamor dies there. V'dash n'postik yiftach yishbor oy kiyich yishbor v'nofal shom a shor chamor, that Balashor Yishalim. And we dasim will soon see Shor v'lo yodom, Chamor v'lo kelim. But if a Shor and a Chamor dies, they're Yechayiv. Now, Echad Achayfa Bor, whether you dig a ditch, Real Siach or Moro, these all different type of caves or ditches, one's longer, one's wider, Charitzin and Itzin, also wide scratches in the ground. So Chayiv, any type of a mazik that people could fall in and hurt themselves, Yechayiv. In Cain, if so, lo manema bor, why does the Torah say the word bor? So we make a drasha, ma bor sheyesh pokadei l'homis. Just like a regular bor, we'll soon see his tent falcon deep, that it has the possibility to kill a shor if it falls in there, which is asar tfochim, tent tfochim deep, is av kerl, any type of a ditch, sheyesh pokadei l'homis asar tfochim. It has to be deep tent tfochim, and then it's normal. If a shor falls in there to die, then your chayiv, it's called Yomazik. Yomazik killed the shor. Now, hoyu pchusin miasor tvochim, let's say they're less than 10 tvochim. So then, v'nofo toich ha-shor ha-chamor v'meis, if a shor ha-chamor falls into the zbor and dies, they're potter. So the owner is potter. It's considered like an onus. It's not his fault. But v'im huzak boi chayiv, if the shor just gets damaged there, just hurts itself, so that's normal. Therefore, the balabor is chayiv. He's only potter if the animal dies. that's not normal, that's an onus. But if he just hurts himself, the irregular damage, for that it's called the bor, the bala bor is chayiv.
Mishnah Vav, bor shel shnei shutfim, a bor that belongs to two people own it together. Now, over all of Harishan, the first owner passes by, for like he saw, he does not cover up his bor, and then the Hashem, the second one passes by, and also like he saw, he does not cover it up. And the Gemara Rashi says, it's talking about where the first one handed over the cover to the second one. So really, it's up to the second one to cover it, and he does not. So therefore, Hasheni Chayiv, the second one is Chayiv for any damage that happens.
What's going to be Kiso Horishan? Let's say the first one covers it. Ubo Hasheni Umotza Magula, and then when the second owner comes by, he finds out that it's uncovered again. To Le Kiso, and the second one now does not cover it. So Hasheni Chayiv, the second one is Chayiv. It's his responsibility to see that it should be covered. Since he did not cover it, he's considered like the Bala Bor, he's Chayiv.
What's going to be Kiso Karo? Let's say they put a good cover over the Bor, and still V'nofal Atoichoi Shor HaChamor V'meis, or Shor HaChamor fell in there and they died. So Lachar is Potter,
because it's called like an honest, since the owner put a good Shmira, could have put a good cover over it. So now if a Shor falls in there, it's not his fault, he's Potter.
What's going to be Loi Kiso Karo? Let's say the owner did not put a good cover over the bor, like it's normal for it to fall in through a shore. And now, v'nofel atoich ha-shor ha-chamor v'meis, a shore, an ox, or a donkey fell in and died, so chayiv, the bala bor is chayiv, it's not considered that he made a good kisuin, it's considered like the bor is still here. Therefore, any damage that happens, he's chayiv.
What's going to be nofel lufonov mikol ha-kriya? Let's say the owner goes down into the bor, to dig a little bit wider, to make the bore wider. So he makes noise when he's banging there. And because of that, Kerla Kriya, the Shorla gets nervous and comes tumbling down and falls into the bore and hurts herself. So Chayiv, the Bala Bor is Chayiv, since Lamaisa the damage happened inside the bore, therefore the Bala Bor is Chayiv.
What's going to be Le'acharov Mikola Kriya? Let's say the Shor got nervous when he heard the banging inside the bore and he fell backwards. And he hurt himself on the floor outside the bor, potter. Then the bala bor, even though he's a gurim, he caused it, but it's only grumma, grumma is potter. The actual damage did not take place in his bor, therefore he's potter.
What's going to be nofal esoichoi, shor v'kelov v'nishtabru? Let's say a shor fell into your bor, and he had kelim utensils on him, and the kelim broke. Or else, chamor, a donkey fell in, v'kelov, he's wearing clothing like, v'niskor, and they ripped. So the locher is chayim al abheima, the bal habor is chayim for the damage that happened to the animals, but a potter ala kelim, like we dashed before, shor v'lo yodom, chamor v'lo kelim. If kelim broke, fall in and break, you potter. V'nofel atoichoi, shor cherish shayt v'kotten, chayim. Let's say it fell into your bor, or shore that's a cherish or a shayt of a cotton, so the shore does not have das. In such a case, the bala bor is chayiv. In other words, the shore does not know how to watch itself, so therefore the bala bor is chayiv. But mashmuch, the shore would be a pekeach, a smart one, and fall there in daytime, so then the bala bor is potter, because the shore usually is supposed to watch himself, and if he did not, it's called like an onus, therefore the bala bor is potter. What's going to be ben oivas? Let's say a son or a daughter falls in there, even though they're ketanim, or else eved or yoma. Let's say an eved or an oma, eved kenani, falls in there. Lochrozol pot the balabor. There's a gezeras akosiv. There we dashin again. Shor v'lo yodim. Only if a shor falls in there and hurts himself, not if an odim. If an odim, even a ben or a bas, fall in there, the balabor is potter.
Mishnah Zayin, Echad Shor v'Yechad Kol Behemel in the Filas Abor. It's not only if a shor, an ox, or a chamor falls into the bor is the balabor chayiv, but any animal that falls in, the locher is the balabor is chayiv. Ula Afroshas Hasinai, the same thing that the tzivoy par Hasinai, you have to keep all your animals away. The pasuk says in Behemel Mishla Yichya, so it's not only on a shor, but it applies to all animals. Ula Tashlume Kefo. If someone makes a geneva,
And the Pasuk says, "Em timsa b'yodei agneva mishor v'yad chamor, ad se chayim shnayim yishalom yav tefei kefil." So it's lav dav kishor v'chamor, but any behema. If you make a gneva, you have to pay back double. Ula shavas aveda, any type of an animal you find, you have to return it. Lefrika, let's say the animal is loaded up with bundles, you have to help take off, not only from a shor v'chamor, but from any animal. Lechasima, lochrov, leisachsim shor b'dishoi, when you have your shor working for you on the threshing the wheat, you're not allowed to muzzle it when it's working, so it's not only a shor, it applies to all animals. The same thing, lechlayim l'shabbos, loch of klayim of leisachrish, or behemtuchol leserbir klayim, or leisachrish b'shor b'chamor yachtov, you can't work with two of them together, or you can't mate them, it's not only a shor b'chamor, but applies to any different type of animals. Or l'shabbos, the same way by Shabbos is a mitzvah, or shrisas behemta, you have to let your animal rest on Shabbos. It's not only a shor b'chamor, but it's all type of animals. All these halachas applies to chayas and oifos, to birds also. In kain, if so, lo manem a shor b'chamor. How come in the pasuk it says shor b'chamor? This is the usual case. The usual case, it's a shor and a chamor, but really it's lav dafka shor b'chamor. It applies to any chay, any animal, and any oif.
Perek Shishi, Mishnalov, Ha koines tzoin ladir. If the owner brings his sheep into the corral, v'noal b'fonel karo, and he locks the door the right way, which could hold up a ruach mitzuya, which we have before, this is called like a shmira p'chusa, a small type of a shmira. So locker is v'yotza v'zika, let's say still the tzoin breaks loose and goes out and does damage, potter, the owner is potter, if it does damage with shein b'regel, is like muadim metchila, so we have before by a muid, it's enough for a shmira p'chusa, therefore the owner is potter. What's going to be loy noal b'fonel karo, let's say the owner did not lock the door in a good manner, that not, it does not even hold back from a ruach mitzuya, so then that's not called a shmira at all. Therefore, v'yotza v'zik, if the shor, the tzoin goes out and does damage, chayiv, the bal ha-tzoin is chayiv. Nifritza balayla, let's say the tzoin breaks loose at night time, or yichepratzu listimus, let's say robbers break the door down at night time, v'yotza v'zik pota, and it goes out tzoin and does damage, the owner is pota. It's mashma from the Gemara that this would happen by daytime, that the owner knows about it and he should have fixed it, and then it goes out and does damage, then the owner would be chayiv, because he should have fixed it. But here that it happened at nighttime, it's an onus, therefore he's potter. What's going to be hoitziyu who list him? Let's say the robbers like pick up the tzoin, they make a kinyan on the tzoin, and then they take it out, so halistim chayovim. Now, since the listim have a kinyan gnever on it, therefore if the tzoin goes out and does damage, they're considered like the owners, they're chayiv to pay for the damage the tzoin does.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Hanicho b'chama. Let's say you left your sheep in the sun, and because the sun was baking on it, it became painful. And therefore, even though the door was closed rightfully, you were no b'fnei karo, still, since the animal was in pain, it broke through, and it went out and did damage. Or else, oisha mosro lecheresh shayt v'kotem. Let's say you give over your animal to be watched, by a cherish, someone cannot deaf and dumb, or else oil the shaita, the cotton, a fool or a cotton, and now the yotza the zeka, the shor, the animal goes out and does damage, whether it's with its shein or with its regal, sechayiv, the owner is chayiv, because he was a peshay b'shmirosa. He should know that if he puts it into pain, he puts it into the sun, it's going to break through, or you give it to a cherish shaita of a cotton, they cannot watch it, so you know this shor will go and do damage, that's called you a peshay, therefore you chayiv. What's going to be Misoro Laroya? Let's say you give over your shor to be watched by the shepherd, which is a bardas. Now the locher is Nichna Saroya Tachta. He takes over your place. And therefore, if it does damage now, he'll be at fault, the Roya, not the owner. Noflo Lagina Venenis. Let's say the shor falls in Bionis. He falls into somebody else's garden. But let's say he tripped in Rosh Hashanah, which is a little bit higher than the Gina. And now he fell into the Gina. And venenus means he ate some food there, and the shor had enjoyment there.
The owner has to pay for at least the enjoyment, how much he saved himself, that he will not have to feed him the food now. As far as the actual damage goes, he's a chpota, because he's an onus, that his animal tripped from the Rishus Rabbim into somebody else's Rishus, that's an onus, he's not chai for this. But mashinenis, the enjoyment that your animal had, that you free yourself from paying him lunch now, that you have to pay. Your dog kedak, let's say your animal went down normally into somebody else's field, the zika and it did damage there, it ate there, then mishalemis masha zika. That's a regular case of the mazik of shame. Your animal went and ate up somebody else's food, you have to pay for the amount of food that it ate up. That's called mishalemis masha zika. Now, Kate said mishalemis masha zika, how do you have to pay for this mazik of shame if your animal went and ate up somebody else's row, or let's say it was growing their carrots, and you went and the animal went and ate up the whole row of carrots? So shomin beiso b'yoysa soda, you do not just take how much this one row of carrots are worth, but rather you have to see how much the whole field of beiso, a whole field the size of a beiso, which is chamishim, 50 amas by 50 amas, which is 2,500 square amas, and you have to take that and say, kama hoisa yofa, how much is this field worth? The kama yofa, how much is it worth now that it's missing one row? It's not that much of a difference. So that little bit you have to pay him. Ochlo peiros gemurim. Let's say your shor ate up peiros gemurim that was already finished growing already. So it's come out like picked off already. Then mishalemis peiros gemurim. In other words, the first kula that we have, it's only kolzaman is attached to the ground. If the peros are attached to the ground and need the ground, then we look as if the damage is done to the ground, to the field. We have to see how much the field is worth with it and without it. But if the peros are fully grown already, and you can pick it off, it doesn't have to be on the field, then the loch rizma shalemis, peros gemurim. In so soim, you have to take how much this barrel of fruit is worth. How much is worth, that's how much you have to pay.
Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Hamagdish b'toich sode shel chaveroi shlebrishus. Reuven goes into Shimon's field without permission, and he makes a godish. A godish means he makes a whole pile of his tefua. He like piles up all his wheat there. Now v'yachloson behemte shebal hasode, Shimon's behema comes along and eats up all of Reuven's wheat. Talocher is potter. Shimon is potter because Reuven had no right to come into his field. Let's say Shimon's ox hurt himself on this wheat. So locher is balagodish chayiv. The one that owns the wheat, Reuven, has to pay him. He has no right to put his godish in somebody else's field. Pim higdish b'rishus, then balasod chayiv. Let's say you have permission to make this godish, to make you a pile of wheat in my field. That means I have a chrayis, I have to take care of it. So if something happens, then the balasod is chayiv. Mishneh Dalet. If somebody sends a beira, that means you send a fire. You send a torch, like a fire, in the hands of a cherish, a mute person, or a fool, or a cotton, and then they go and light up somebody else's field. So potter, you're potter b'din a yodam, the shaleach, but potter b'din a yodam, v'chayeh b'din a shemayim. But b'day shemayim, you're chayiv, because you're the cause of that field to be burnt up. That's called sherei ma'isav gormu. Your actions caused it. What's going to be shilach b'yat pikeach? Let's say you sent a torch in the hands of a normal, smart person. So then ha'pikeach chayiv, that person is chayiv. Like there's an shliach l'dvar avera. So we say, divirat divitav adivir mishayim, the shliach was not supposed to do it. Therefore the shliach himself is chayiv. Now, echad hevi es ur. Let's say somebody brought the fire. V'echad hevi es eitzim, then somebody else came and brought the wood. So, locher is hamevi es eitzim chayiv. That the second one that put the wood on top of the fire, that made the fire spread, he's considered like making the matzik of the seish, and therefore he's chayiv. What's going to be the opposite way? Echad hevi es eitzim, one person brought the wood. V'echad hevi es ur, and the second one then brought the fire. So maybe Yesur Chayiv, the one that brought the or to fire, he's Chayiv. He's the one that caused his damage. Boach Avaliba, that's if somebody else comes now and blows on the fire to make it bigger. The second one now that made the fire bigger, he's chayiv, and the first two are potter. Consider his action, his fire. Lipsa haruach, let's say the wind comes along and blows up this fire and makes it travel. So then kulam pturim, all of them are potter, because the first one's actions would have not caused it to do the damage. It's the ruach, so therefore everybody is potter. It's the wind that caused the damage. And we're talking about in a case that this is a ruach, sheinu metzui, it's not a normal wind, it usually doesn't happen. So if we're not supposed to think about this, therefore you'd be potter. What's going to be hashaleach esebeiro? Again, where you send out a fire to your cause, why the fire went out? The fire went out and burned up somebody else's wood, or destroyed somebody else's stones or his dirt. Sechayiv, in all these cases, yichayiv. Shneim the apostle says, ki seitze eish u'motza koitzim v'nech ha'godish o yakomoy ha'soda. Is shalom yishalom hamavi esabera. The one that caused the fire is chayiv to pay. If your fire went out and ate up somebody else's wood, or the field, oyakoma. So the deacon of the missionary, since it says, v'nech ha'godish o yakomoy ha'soda, it says, mashma, the fire will eat up the field. What does it mean, the field? It means it'll do damage on the field, meaning the offer or the stones for this also yichayiv. Ovro goder shu gavoy arbamis. Let's say you had a wall there, fenced there, and the fire went over the fence, even though the fence is 4 arms tall. By derech harabim, I know, or else the fire went over derech harabim, which was 16 arms wide, or else the river. So in these cases, the potter, because this is called an onus, it's not a dovra motzi. As far as you're concerned, you made a shmir on this fire. You had a wall there, you had a Rosh Hashanah in between, you had a nohor, therefore you potter. Hamadlech b'tcher shalot, let's say someone lights the fire in his own rishus. Sa'ad kama tavar ad leiko, until how far does the fire go, that's still your chayiv. So Reb Elezer ben Azariah oimer, roye noisa kilu hi b'yemtsar beis kor. You have to look as if the fire now is in the middle of a soda, which is the side of a beis kor, which is a place that you plant 30 saw, which is a soda of 274 amas by 274 amas. So you have to look as if you're in the middle of this field. So now if the fire can go so far, then you're chayiv. But if it can't go so far, then you're potter. I mean the opposite, if the fire travels as far further than this, you're potter. That was your only chayiv normal travel into this area. But if it travels more than this area, then you'll be potter. So again, ad kama tavar, until how far away does the fire travel to say that you're potter? Shablazim azayim aray noise kilu b'yemtza beis kor, as if you're in the middle of this beis kor. Rabbi Eliezer oimer, shes esri yamis, no, 16 amis. That much you're a pashaya, more than that you're an onus. Kederech rishos rabim, galeg rishos rabim. On all sides, you only have to worry about the first 16 amis. Rabbi Kiva oimer, chamisha mama, 50 amis. Rabbi Shimon oimer, Shalem Yishalom Mavir Sabera means Akol Ufiyad Leka. Everything depends upon how big of a fire you made. The Kitzer, as long as it's normal for this fire to go, you're chayiv if any damage that it did. If it's not normal for the fire to go this far, then the mice you be potter for the damage that you caused. Mishnah Hei, Ha'amadlik Es Hagodish Voya Bokele Vodoku. You lit up somebody's field or corn field, and in the field there was also Kalim there, and you burnt up the Kalim. So Reb Yudu Aymer, Yishalim Asher B'teichai. You have to pay for everything what's inside the field. Even though it's Tomun, it's hidden, still Reb Yudu holds Eish is Chayiv on Tomun. V'achomar Nechom Nesei, V'achomar Imrim, Eino Mishalim Ela Godish, Shochitim Oishol Sarim. You only have to pay for the Godish, for the field, whether it was a wheat, whether it was a barley field, but not for the Kalim that were hidden inside the field. That's called Eish is Potter on Tomun, if something was hidden. Because the pasuk says, "V'necha Godish Yakoma, Tzvidashin Ma Koma Begolui." It's open. Anything else that's opened. Hoyegidi Kofusta. Let's say you had a kid, an animal that was tied up in the field. V'yevid Samachloi, or an evid was near the field, but he was not tied up. V'nisrafimoi, and burnt. Both of them were burnt up with the field. So chayiv, you chayiv to pay for the damage on the behema, and even on the evid, since he was not tied down, the evid should have run away. Therefore, since he did not run away, you're potter from Misa, therefore you have to pay the money. What's going to be Eved Kofusla? Let's say the Eved was tied down there. and the kid was just nearby, not tied down, and now the Eved was burnt up, the Lachar is potter. In such a case, you're potter from Mammon. Because since you're chayv misa for killing the Eved, therefore, you're potter from money. We say, come late, but the Rabbi Minei. But madlek es aber, somebody lights a fire. Shumakashum shalom komasha b'teichai. That you have to pay everything inside it. Shemadlek es aber means if you burn down somebody's house. If you put a flames onto somebody else's house, there you chayiv even on things that were hidden inside the house. Why? Shekein derech b'nei yodim l'niach b'vatim. Everybody knows that people leave things, put some things in his house. So when is there a p'tur of tamun? That's only on the field. You do not know there are kalim there. But over here, people know that inside the house there are kalim, therefore you chayiv for the kalim that you burnt down in his house.
Mishneh Vov. Gates sheyotze mitachas hapatish.
Let's say a spark that went out from the blacksmith that's banging his hammer.
Physic, this spark goes out and catches fire and does damage. Chayiv,
you chayiv. You should have watched it. You should have known that this spark could go and do damage.
Gomel shoyotoyim pishtun. Let's say somebody had his camel loaded with flax.
V'yovav v'shusarabim. He let his camel go through the shusarabim.
Now, v'nichnas pishtonoi l'teich hachanus.
Now, the pishtun, the flax, when you're walking outside, goes inside the store.
U'dolokoi b'nei v'shachenvin. It catches and catches on fire from the fire that's inside the store.
V'idlek esabeira. And now the camel goes on with the loaded with the fire and burns down somebody's house. So Bal HaGomel Chayif, the Bal HaGomel is Chayif, it's his fault. Like he should have realized this flax is going into somebody else's store, and in the store it's normal to have fire. So your Peshaya is considered like your fire. Now that the camel, the flax, burnt down a house, you're Chayif for it.
What's going to be here? Niyah Chenveni Nero Mibachutz.
Let's say the Chenveni leaves his fire outside. So then Ha Chenveni Chayif, then it's the Chenveni's fault. He's Chayif for the damage, for this fire that the gomel causes, because it's like a ruach mitzuyah, the camel. But you put the fire out the chenveni, therefore you chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'ner chanukah potter, shnah, in the case of ner chanukah, since there it's a mitzvah, you have a right to leave it outside mishas rabim, therefore the bala chenveni is potter. You had a right to leave it outside, and therefore the bala gomel that's walking through the streets near chanukah time has to be careful, has to know there could be fire outside, therefore he's the Peshaya, not the Balachandani.
Alright, we'll stop here.